This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are live like we are every night. 855 453, and we've got some calls coming in, which is always good, because frankly, we don't like to listen to ourselves talk all night long. We like to hear what you have to say. We're going to present you with some ideas that may be outside your comfort zone. That's intentional. We like to talk about liberty, and sometimes we pick on Democrats, and sometimes we pick on Republicans, because liberty doesn't recognize parties.
We even pick on libertarians now and then.
We do. And I would say we probably pick on libertarians as much as, yeah, as anyone else. But we have been going through a list of sorts. These are some items, some goals, I'll say, of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and what she wants to see us do. And it's interesting because this thing is not only getting shot down by Republicans and libertarians, but it's got shot down by a lot of people in the Democratic Party.
Well, anyone with common sense. And there's not much of that left.
There isn't. But a lot of people are looking at this and guessing a $40, $50 trillion price tag, anywhere from $10 trillion to $50 trillion. That's kind of the range I've seen people guesstimate some of her ideas as having.
And it's only just recently the total U.S. national debt surpassed $22 trillion.
Right. But
just to give some scale.
Yeah. But the idea is if you can adopt, you know, modern monetary theory, when money loses any aspect of being an actual commodity or have any restraints on it, and we all just recognize that it's just funny money, we can just print more of it, then all of a sudden these things become viable. And if you listen to her speak, that's what she says. She says, of course we can do all this. We can print money to you know, to have wars. Well, why can't we print money to have all this?
And to be fair, even Trump says the same thing. He says, oh, we'll just lower interest rates even more.
And every time the Federal Reserve prints money, brown babies on the other side of the world die in a drone strike, because the only purpose for all this military intervention is literally to force the acceptance of the U.S. dollar on the rest of the world. I mean, Nicolas Maduro, I believe the reason that they're trying to install a puppet dictator down there and supporting him, or this other guy, whatever his name is because Maduro, a year ago, was on the podium speaking to OPEC, saying, urging the OPEC countries not to trade in the U.S. dollar because the U.S. is a printing press and can just keep printing it and printing it and printing it, and that they should trade in euros because euros are partially gold-backed. And so we could implement this, you know, this new green deal, but we got to. So if it is $40 or $50 trillion, there's a formula for if the Federal Reserve has to create $40 trillion. How many lives does that equal in casualties of war and drone strikes? And because what's going to happen is people around the world. I mean, I would love to see this implemented. Make this system just crash and burn. I mean, I've been waiting for it.
Yes, yes, we all
have. The dollar would just crash, and people are going to start clamoring to cryptocurrency, I hope, or other currencies. But all the currencies are junk. They're all fiat.
Right. And fiat, if that's a new word to you, fiat means by decree, which means that somebody just says a dollar is worth a certain amount of money, therefore it is.
So not only do we have fiat money, we have fiat economics, fiat food, and fiat education.
And the list goes on and on. I can't remember. Vincent, are we back to you?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Funding math. Okay, this one's an easy one. Make, quote, green, unquote, technology, industry, expertise, products, and services a major export of the United States with the aim of becoming the undisputed international leader in helping other countries transition to complete greenhouse gas neutral economies and bringing about a global Green New Deal. So your challenge, Vincent, is not just to do all of this in America, but you have to make it attractive and economically feasible for every other country on the globe. Could I have that on my desk maybe by noon tomorrow?
Well, I'm sure. Reasonable? I'm sure with all the past secret patents the U.S. government has on its is hidden in the book somewhere. I think somewhere I read it's like the government in some cases, like they just for you know disruptive technologies, they just take the patent or the inventor ends up dead in Belgium the next day from poisoning. So I mean, I have no doubt that there actually is like say a carburetor that could give you know like 200 miles a gallon or something that creates you know electricity from water, right? Uses like hydrogen. It's just that because they're disruptive, and if any, they don't want people being able to be not just economically, but also travel independent, right? They you know, we're talking about getting rid of people driving their cars to have driverless cars or just have trains or buses, right? Because God forbid someone's actually able to drive to where they want to go without being tracked and traced by the government. So, but in this context, this is the underlying theme I see with everything, all the bullet points AOC has. It's, and I spoke about this at length last Saturday on Questioning Authority on LRN.FM at 10 p.m. My show. It's that this is
plug. Nice.
This is a well, no, it's relevant because I spoke yes. exactly about this. It's like the her generation that everyone gets a trophy, the you know the changing the way you know Common Core and everything, how the schools are. Where it sounds the way she wrote it, it sounds like a high school student council proposition. They say they're going to do everything. They have the goals. They know what they want to do and what they want to achieve. But there's no actual. They didn't put any thought into any concrete way of achieving it. And she deleted. You know, she had the FAQ page, frequently asked questions,
right.
And then like within hours she deleted it. So it's like yes. this whole generation of, I guess, snowflakes, just to use the cliche term, they're told their whole lives, you know, in school and everything, that all of their ideas are good, there's no bad ideas, everyone gets a trophy, and then they go into the real world and they get laughed at. And this is going to happen to, like, millions of more young people.
Absolutely. And to be clear, this is not, I know everybody likes, I like the idea of a cleaner earth. I really do. I like the idea, and I practice conservation. I think conservationism makes a lot more sense, taking care of your resources so you can be assured that you will have them at some point in the future and future generations. That makes sense to me. But that's not what any of this is about. This is about control. And
exactly.
if you want to exercise control over a population, there's numerous paths you can go down. You can control their health care. You can control their food. You can control every aspect of energy, which is basically what AOC is talking about. Now, they don't think ahead, and they certainly don't think about, we want to come up with a way of controlling everyone on Earth. What they think is that they are doing the right thing. They think that they are doing good. And these are where some of the worst ideas come from and some of the most outrageous assaults on our freedom come from.
I have a historical example of energy control. The reason, the absolute reason alcohol was made illegal was to control the energy, basically freedom of the people in this country. There's a book by David Bloom called Alcohol Can Be a Gas. And in that book, he explains how Rockefeller... J.D. Rockefeller, U.S. Standard Oil, lobbied the Temperance for $4 million to make alcohol illegal. Well, previous to alcohol prohibition, literally every rural home had an alcohol still. Every farm had several alcohol stills.
You bet.
They stilled all the grasses. They stilled the wood chips. They stilled corn that was worth nothing. They stilled all the leftover, basically, biomass of all the plants for alcohol. Your Model A, your Model T Fords, all your old tractors, everything built around that time, all was alcohol fueled. And when you drove in the city, you had to buy Rockefeller's crappy petroleum, and you had to actually physically change the ignition timing and adjust your air fuel ratio to run on petroleum, and petroleum was dirty, it stunk. And when your car ran on alcohol back in the day, alcohol is clean. It's actually a negative emission fuel. But this was the reason for prohibition, to get the alcohol stills gone.
Your calls and thoughts coming up after we take a short break. But that's interesting, Jay, and there are two sides to that. There's also the side of some of the revolutionary things that Standard Oil did. How did they bring this to market? And I want to ask you about lubricants, too. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom. And we've been talking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her ideas for a Green New Deal. And we've gone through a number of these, and I think where we last left off, I just wanted to know what it might cost to not only transform the United States, but to make green energy and basically become the exporter of green energy and green energy programs to the rest of the world. I think we all agree that that would require anybody looking at our country and not laughing their butts off at our lack of wealth after we were to implement a $10 to $50 trillion project in the midst of our already extraordinary debt.
What we're going to have to do to have a green world that is not... Well, basically what we're going to have to do is take and export the socialism of the world to another planet. So we're going to have to wage war with somebody on Mars or Pluto.
We might have to
start nuking the sun or something. We're going to have to blow up something to make this. And that's the way it's been my whole life.
I've
been here for 39 years.
That's the only way it happens.
Well, this is how we export socialism. Bombing other countries.
Right. It's hard to know where to begin in analyzing such an ambitious plan, though we've just given an attempt here, especially when one understands the ramifications of what is in the bill. No doubt many will believe it to be bold and long overdue. The CNN website breathlessly declares, quote, public investment should prioritize what the resolution calls, quote, frontline and vulnerable communities, unquote, which include people in rural and deindustrialized areas, as well as those who depend on carbon-intensive industries like oil and gas extraction, unquote. And in a move that may draw support from a broad range of advocacy groups, the resolution sweeps in the full range of progressive policy priorities, provide universal health care and affordable housing, ensure that all jobs have union protections, and family-sustaining wages, and keep the business environment free of monopolistic competition, unquote.
Does the average guy realize how ridiculous actual having union workers work on jobs? Like, if you're an operating excavator and you have to get down and shovel something, you will get fired if you pick up that shovel, because you... That excavator, you can't go anymore. You're just going to sit there for hours till a laborer shows up, because that's his job. You can't put fuel in your excavator. You can't grease it. You're not even supposed to wash the window off. That's another guy's job. It is ridiculous.
I will go out on a limb and say that there was a time where unions provided some benefit to workers. For example, when there were no safety standards working in coal mines and things like that, unions were there. And they were advocating, we got to have some safety stuff here. And they did it. And they got it.
It started with good intentions.
It did. But its use died out after maybe a decade. I mean, once you had done that, then the union simply became a way to gouge more money and to basically exert the workers' power over the employer. And that is basic socialism, the means of production.
The whole purpose of unions is quite simple, as many employees in the union as possible. So this is why, like, the teacher unions are bleeding the local taxpayers dry, because, like every parasite, the schools just grow and grow and grow with employees.
Yes.
And most of the employees that they're adding to the school aren't even teaching kids. They're administrators. It's just like you're... The Howard, who's the Overstock guy there? Patrick Byrne. He does this great talk about the thing he does about the homeschooling and the vouchers.
Yes.
Milton Friedman Foundation, and he explains how the amount of kids that are in school has gone up a little bit, but the amount of teachers that are employed have gone up tremendously, but the actual amount of teachers per student has, like, gone down because it's just administrators.
Yeah, and for those of you out, if you hear us and you're thinking, my God, they're picking on teachers, how cold-hearted are they? Please give us a call, 855-450-FREE, or 855-450-3733, and we can talk about that. If you believe that more money needs to go to education, Do you believe that, if you believe that our schools are the most important thing we have to educate the next generation, give us a call. But right now we're going to go to the phones, where we have Sarah calling in from New Mexico, who wants to talk about Farrakhan. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I think I know the reason why Farrakhan is allowed to talk about the Jews, and then they let him live. I mean, he's running around talking about the Jews, but they let him.
Who's Farrakhan?
Yes, there's some of Louis Farrakhan. He's like the head of the Nation of Islam.
You are correct.
And that's cool.
So who's letting him live, Sarah?
Oh, I thought it was a fairy conference.
What other people do you know that talk about the Jews and then still in business or get employment or anything like that? You know,
I think a lot of Jewish people talk about Jewish people.
She means criticize the Jews.
Every other guest on Coast to Coast AM.
But some of them lose, like, payment processors and stuff. Like, if she's talking about staying in business, and I know the reason, it's because he's a more protected minority, right? Not only is he an African-American, he also claims to, you know, some people wouldn't say he claims to be a Muslim also, or let's just, I guess he's, I don't know if he's practicing or not, or, I don't know, a Nation of Islam, you know, it's all complicated. But, yeah, so he's an even more protected minority than Jews are, so he gets an extra status, right?
If Louis, like, extra credit.
Well, exactly. I mean, like, some people say, like, that David Duke and Louis Farrakhan are saying the same exact things. The difference is David Duke is white, and that's not a protected group in this country, obviously.
Right. And Farrakhan has said some really hateful things over the years. Anything else, Sarah?
Well, I mean, that's your opinion, but I have my opinion is that fact that he's black.
That's what I said.
That's what Vincent literally just said. What he was saying was that because Louis Farrakhan is black and because he is Muslim, he gets a pass on two different fronts.
Well, the reason is because black opinion, you know, matters not. You know, it's kind of worthless in America. That's the going rate.
You think
right?
So?
Well, that's
you don't think we
that,
have. Black thought leaders or black people in other disciplines that provide value?
Thomas Sowell, Don Lemon, Obama, Van Jones. None of these are very good examples except Thomas Sowell, but, you know, I could name, like, four off the bat of my head.
Martin Luther King. Farrakhan makes a lot of sense, and he's very credulous to me. But the going rate in American culture is that anything to do with black people is of worse of less value.
No, it's the opposite. Like in the media, you know, you have these people like these sports players sports players, football players, right? All they have to do is say they like a product,
right?
And most of us, you know, sports players are black, and everyone goes out and buys it, like shoes and headphones, Beats by Dr. Dre. I don't know where Sarah's getting this from.
Sarah, thank you for your call. But more coming back after this. This is 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long is resigning. Reports say his departure was discussed at the White House on Wednesday morning. Long has been in charge of the federal government's response to high-level disasters since June of 2017. Speaking at a conference of sheriffs and police chiefs in Washington, D.C., President Trump once again makes his pitch for a border wall.
So much crime comes in through our southern border. Illegal immigration provides a lucrative cash flow to put it mildly, lucrative to some of the most dangerous criminal organizations on the planet.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis is taking action to mark the anniversary of the Parkland High School shooting.
When you see some of the things that have happened, not just at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, but through other parts of our state and country, a lot of times people who are committing mass violence, this is not a secret that this is something that could happen.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Free as in freedom. I don't know, we should have an L in there because it should be L like as in liberty, which is what we spend most evenings talking about. We talk about different things that are occurring in the world today, things that are pro-liberty, things that are anti-liberty, and we kind of go from there. But we have been talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I always want to say it with some flair, but I don't know why.
Yeah, please don't. It's so obnoxious seeing people do that, like even on like mainstream
Alexandria
television.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Like, if people keep doing that, I'm going to demand that my name get pronounced properly.
You know, she is cute. When I see her talking about these things, I mean, it is just like having a conversation about unicorns with my 5-year-old niece.
Yeah.
She loves unicorns, and she's just like wide-eyed, and she's talking about them, and we're talking all about Pegasus and you know, all these just cool fantasy things. And she has AOC has like the same demeanor about her, just so innocent and cute.
She's a little on the skinny side, though. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to just have her, you know, like, hold her in my arms, and she, you know, sits on my lap and talks about that, and I'm just stroking her hair, and I'm like, just like, in bliss.
Can we
We'd be married, obviously, because I'm a good Christian boy, but...
Can we talk about the power of human action? This is where I would try to convert her into...
Well, you gotta use love, man. Isn't that like what Ian says, right, with this whole Shire Free Church thing? You gotta just love them. No, that's what Stefan Molyneux says, right? We got to populate the world with liberty-minded people.
Okay.
So we gotta use love.
All right. And maybe that'll work. I don't know.
It works better than hate.
It does. But what I feel works best is
bullets.
No, I'm not a helicopter ride kind of guy. What I like to do is I like to have conversations with people that discuss some of the things that are going on and how those might fit into a world that is freer, where it makes people freer, where it gives you more power and more control over your own life.
Well,
and not giving all that to government.
Well, bullets are faster and more efficient and cheaper than helicopter rides, right? You know, all you helicopter rides people are just, you know, promoting more emissions into the atmosphere compared
greenhouse
to a bullet.
Gases,
yeah,
right.
Compared to a bullet, it's just via whatever the propellants, right? It, or if you use even less if you use smokeless powder, which is pretty much all modern cartridges.
That's true. But if you want, we'll put this link up on our Facebook page and on all our social medias. You can read what Fee has to say about the rest of what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says. But we want to change gears here, and I wanted to hear a little bit more about our latest Venezuelan strongman. Possibly being recruited by the U.S. a decade ago. So this is the story that Vincent brings in.
I'd say puppet, not strongman, because this guy looks like a wimp or a shrimp. I mean, like, I just, you know, I think the best way to defeat this guy is to get, was it the bully from Back to the Future? To Biff. Go after him. Yeah, Biff, you know. Make, hey, you know, Guido, make like a tree and get out of here.
But before we get into that, do you own a retail business or are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? With AnyPay, it's never been easier. There is no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. And one thing I love about AnyPay.global, because we use this in our retail store. This is what we use to accept cryptocurrencies. My girlfriend gets it. It was literally about less than 30 seconds of training her. So we sort of have this standard, which judges different technologies based on their ability to be easily understood by my girlfriend. She picked up on it very quickly.
Same thing with the Free State Project. They started using it about a year ago because last year at Liberty Forum, the point of service sale thing for crypto was like, nobody understood it. The guy who had used like understood it, couldn't make it there for some reason. So one of the guys who created AnyPay just showed up, says, oh, let's just use AnyPay, puts it on one of their tablets, and like 4 minutes later, they're doing AnyPay. And like even this year, it was somebody who had never done a cryptocurrency transaction, literally right. Got a 30-second lesson on the AnyPay. That's how, and actually, like when you walk up and use it in some places, it's like self-service, and you just do it. It's so easy.
It's very straightforward and very, very simple. And the best thing about it is you get to start accepting money, and you get to accept real money, cryptocurrencies, and it gives you some alternatives. You're not going to have all the fees associated with your credit cards. You're not going to have all the hassles of dealing with cash.
And you're not funding war.
You're not funding war. So, Vincent, you were going to tell us a little bit about, what do you mean, recruited by the U.S. a decade ago? What the heck? This has come to us from SputnikNews.com?
Yes, SputnikNews.com, which, granted, is most likely a Russian propaganda website. But you know what? The BBC is
never
British.
Guessed it.
The BBC is a British propaganda website. No one, you know, everyone in the U.S. acts like that's a valid source just because they happen to be on, quote, our side. So I view Sputnik just as reliable as BBC. We're both run by, you know, we're both propaganda for a government. But sometimes the other side could be right, and they'd want to tell the truth. I think it's called white propaganda, I believe.
And we're not telling you this is true. We're just reporting what they're reporting.
Oh, yeah.
You can make your own decisions.
And they're reporting on what the Russian the Venezuelan ambassador to Russia said might not even be true. But this is Guido was recruited by the U.S. a decade ago. Venezuelan envoy to Russia says this is on Sputnik News. It was published yesterday. Last month, U.S. media reported that the Venezuelan opposition leader declared himself interim president immediately following a phone call with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. National, because that's what a sovereign leader does. He, you know, declares himself president after a foreign leader gives him the okay to do so.
Sure.
That's just me adding my thing. National Assembly leader and self-proclaimed interim president Juan Guaido was recruited by the U.S. a decade ago and is little more than Washington's puppet, Carlos Rafael Farla Tortosa, Venezuela's ambassador to Russia, has said, quote, Guaido was recruited, according to our information, some 10 years ago. He was sent to Serbia to study. You probably know about it. And it all started with this, Tortosa said, addressing lawmakers at Russia's Federation Council about the political crisis unraveling in this country. The time came. They said he was prepared, but he is totally unprepared for this task. He is just a puppet and is placed where he is so that the U.S. could stand behind him and speak, the diplomat added. Tortosa emphasized that the concept of an, quote, interim president does not exist in Venezuela's constitution. That claims by Guaido and his U.S. allies, to the contrary, were just an attempt to, quote, fool the international community. Tortosa noted that the economic war against Venezuela began immediately after the death of President Hugo Chavez, adding that this was the main cause of the current crisis. Quote, yes, of course, many mistakes were made by our state and by President Maduro, but these were not mistakes which put us in the situation we are in today. There has been a boycott of the production of crucial foodstuffs and medicines. This started after the death of Comandante Chavez. Immediately after his death, they started an economic war, the envoy said.
So let's pause right there. This assertion that the U.S. is waging economic warfare sort of behind the scenes by turning a foreign somebody with some power in another country. What do you guys think? Think we really do things like what John Perkins said in Confessions of an Economic Hitman? Do we go around and manipulate other countries
to
be more favorable to us?
But I'm sure positive that the federal government does and the deep state does. These banker puppets do.
But with socialist countries, it's hard to say because that's usually their excuse for whenever their economic policies fail, is that it's because we're being boycotted or embargoed.
That's true. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More when we return.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We want to hear from you. Love to take your calls tonight on any subject we've been talking about. First, we started off talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's New Green Deal, and I guess we all gave up on being able to afford any of that, and I think we all gave up on finding anything in it that made any sense. So strike one, two, and three, I don't think we're going to be supporting that one. Now we're talking about whether or not Guaido, who is the Venezuelan opposition leader, he's declared himself interim president immediately following a phone call with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, and basically the assertion that Guaido is simply a puppet controlled by the United States. And Vincent's been telling us about that. In studio, we have myself,
Jay,
Vincent,
and so let's talk a little bit about this story. Go ahead.
So this is right after following previously the Venezuelan envoy to Russia blamed their economic and food crisis on U.S. embargoes or boycott, or whatever. So it continues, U.S. actions against Venezuela go back two decades to Chavez's election and his domestic and foreign policies, including the search for alternative alliances, which bothered Washington, Tortosa said. Commenting on the U.S. humanitarian aid piling up on Venezuela's borders, Tortosa said that such assistance was just a, quote, trap, which could be followed by a military invasion. The envoy added that the U.S. decision to freeze Venezuela's accounts abroad was aimed at exacerbating the country's economic crisis to set Venezuelans against her government. The diplomat also warned that Washington may try to use other countries, including Colombia and Brazil, to assist it in its aims of toppling the Maduro government. They are prepared to do this as well, and this must be accounted for, he warned. According to Tortosa, Washington is now actively searching for someone in Venezuela's armed forces who is ready to, quote, betray our president. Tortosa's remarks came during a Federation Council meeting of a working group of the Committee on the Protection of State Sovereignty, charged with investigating examples of contemporary forms of meddling in the internal affairs of sovereign nations on Tuesday.
Hold on, we don't do that, do we? Do we?
Well, especially
does the U.S. meddle in the internal affairs of others? Do we meddle in their elections?
No, it's just Russian collusion. It's just those Russians we got to care about,
Right. Well, we did this little thing in Chile, too, right?
Well, they do everything they can to make sure that the U.S. dollar remains the reserve currency, remains valuable. And first they try by peacefully doing it the easy way, using honey to bribe the politicians.
Sure.
And then they Then they tear the politicians down, put in their own puppet dictators, and then when the locals, the people start to resist, they start calling all those people terrorists, and then they send, you know, the military in there to, you know, or actually just drone strike weddings and stuff and blow up all kinds of stuff, bomb them into submission. And just like they've been doing in Afghanistan for 17 years.
Or give shipments of poison vaccines to the village which sterilizes all the girls.
Yep, that too.
Or we do, the U.S. does that to its allies too, actually. But, and, you know, and just you mentioned, just if this isn't even more evidence that, or this following headline doesn't tell you that Guaido is a puppet, nothing else will. This is from France 24. This is from 4 days ago, so on the 9th. Guaido will not rule out authorizing U.S. intervention.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at some of the sources here for something quoted on Wikipedia. The long history of U.S. interfering in elections elsewhere, the Washington Post, and a number of sources, so I'll call this, they're claiming that the U.S.'s interventions in foreign elections right now numbers at around 81. So 81 different elections going, including, you know, several times in Chile. We have Israeli elections in 2016, 1996. We have the Philippines in 1953, Palestinian elections in 2006, Japan's elections in the 1950s and 60s, the Italian elections in 1948, the Ukraine. We have, let's see, the list goes on and on. Suffice it to say that I'm not going to go down and read 81 different examples of the U.S. interfering in another sovereign state's affairs.
So that must be 81 examples that there's some kind of solid evidence, never mind all.
Yes.
It's like, well, we have 150 videos of cops murdering people in cold blood.
Right.
And, you know, but how many times does this happen when there's no video being taken?
That's a good point. The point, and that is really the point, if this many things make it to a Wikipedia page and they're all sourced from, you know, reputable news sources, how many do we not know of? And that's what's scary. Again, I really do recommend the book because it is kind of a wake-up call. Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, who talks about this, and not all of the interventions we do are overt. We don't always go in guns blazing. Oftentimes, it's going to be backing one side or the other in a small conflict. And it may be, you know, it's playing the long game. It's making subtle changes that they hope will pay benefits later on.
Or even economic threats. When the Brexit was still being deliberated on, Obama went over to the UK and said that it might, I forget exactly what he said, but it was a vague threat about it might change the trade relationship between the UK and the US, which
right.
I think that pushed a lot of people, you know, obviously meddling in elections creates a lot of animosity towards the perpetrator. Like, take, you know, this whole Russia hysteria. You have, you know,
right.
Historically anti-war Democrats calling for war with Russia now. So within Obama and, you know, the Obama Brexit case, that probably, I think, I from what I remember, that pushed a lot of people being for Brexit because they're tired of having, you know, elitists from other countries going over telling them what to do and threatening them. So it's never a good idea. It's never a good idea to mess around with another country's affairs.
Right, and I think Washington said something about that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you know, Washington, you know, George Washington, I know in some, you know, some hosts or some libertarians, you know, don't look too fondly upon the Founding Fathers, but George Washington, in his letters that are still at the Library of Congress or preserved, right, the original writing, he said, don't form political parties, don't go on foreign adventures, right?
Right.
And, you know, you have both sides of the aisle, both sides of politics, you know, paying tribute, and, oh, the Founding Fathers, oh, our values, and yet they just totally ignore all of that.
Sure. And that's the sad fact, is political parties can ignore those things as they come up.
Otherwise, the dollar will decrease in value, and all these people, you know, it'll collapse. Their power is based on the fact the dollar has value around the world.
Well, her power is based on the fact that, you know, I disagree. I think her power is based on the fact that the American people are putting up with it, right? People are still voting them into power instead of putting them into handcuffs and chains and in many cases nooses after they've had fair trials.
Yeah, we've fought wars over the tax on tea. Which I think was about 3%.
Something like that. And to get back to Vincent's statement there, you know, these people that need to be put in handcuffs, the problem is we don't know who they are. You know, all
sometimes
these politicians are literally puppets. I believe that all the presidents are puppets.
You can start by putting in handcuffs all the ones you can identify. But if you believe that all these fools, these pawns, are acting alone, you're delusional. But what is not delusional is Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedom's Phoenix has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
I highly recommend signing up for the freedomsphoenix.com newsletter. You get two emails a day most days, and all it is just it's their news feed, essentially, and it's a whole bunch of really good articles, everything from technology, SpaceX stuff, government corruption, vaccines. It's really nice, all this information that Ernie puts together there.
Yeah, and he's a very sharp individual, but I got to ask, did you say SpaceX?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. I'm not a big fan of St. Elon.
No, neither is Ernie, but he's really into the space thing, so he focuses a lot on...
Gotcha.
When I say SpaceX, he's always talked about these guys that are like in the aftermarket, the free market. They're building rockets. They're these guys sending satellites up.
I appreciate that part. The other part was, it sounded, you said it so quickly that it came out SpaceX,
sorry.
I thought it was SpaceX. And I'm like, well, maybe I should sign up for this newsletter, because now you've piqued my curiosity. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls when we return, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. What do you think? What's on your mind? Give us a call and we'll chat. Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.